This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, strong crop prospects are welcome news, but Iowa farmers know that good yields don't always guarantee strong prices. Building demand at home and abroad remains a top priority, and that's where the work of the Iowa Corn Promotion Board comes in. As the organization prepares for a new leader, the focus stays on expanding markets and opportunities for Iowa's corn growers. We'll talk with incoming President Joe Roberts right after this.
I'm Scott Schullity, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein at Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
Incoming Iowa Corn Promotion Board President Joe Roberts says that growing demand, whether through ethanol, exports, or new uses, will remain at the heart of the board's work. He points out that strong yields are only part of the equation and that long-term success for farmers depends on finding new markets, maintaining steady demand both here at home and overseas. And Roberts says the promotion board's job is to make sure every checkoff dollar helps open the doors and strengthen Iowa's place in the global marketplace.
I mean, when you look at it, we really want to help drive demand. We want to continue to have that market growth, those new market opportunities also. So anytime that we can help showcase what we're doing here in Iowa to help relate that message, whether that goes to international buyers overseas, whether that goes to people here domestically that are really looking to help kind of help grow that demand and try to make sure that we're doing things the right way, educating them about corn as a great use of a feedstock, a great use in the ethanol industry. I mean, there's all these different avenues, and we can even talk new uses avenues about what's on the horizon. But when we start looking at that, hopefully all the opportunities that we're taking here within Iowa Corn and on the promotion board, that we really help try to leverage those checkoff dollars to help grow market demand and market development, whether that be, like I mentioned, in the new uses spectrum, whether that be in market development or whether that also be in the education, just to be forward-facing and really help understand and share our message about all the good things that we're doing and relay that to people that might not know currently.
Robert says that his focus as incoming president is on building for the future, not just maintaining the status quo. By advancing new uses for corn, strengthening export relationships, and keeping education at the forefront, he hopes to create momentum that benefits both farmers and consumers. He believes the work done today will set the stage for long-term growth and keep Iowa corn competitive on the global stage.
I mean, I think that one of the things that I'm really excited about, I'm young, I've got a lot of energy, I've got a lot of great ideas. I really hope that as we work forward here in the next year, that I can build on some of the great foundation that was left behind me with the leaders that we've had within this organization. Definitely stepping into a place where I feel very comfortable, very encouraged to go out here and continue to build on the future or build towards the future based on what we've already been doing.
Roberts adds that he's eager to build on the foundation set by past leaders while pushing Iowa corn into new frontiers. His goal is to ensure that farmers see lasting value from their checkoff investments and that consumers understand the role corn plays in their everyday lives. With that vision, Roberts says Iowa corn will continue to drive growth at home and compete with confidence in the global marketplace. For this story and more, you can log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter, find replays of Pods of Potential, Iowa Ag Matters, and much more under our podcast tabs. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.